Yo, what up, what up, what up? It's your boy Ewok22. So, I'd like to welcome you to my official first episode where I'll be just sitting back talking and hopefully engaging the audience so that you come back and see what else I have to offer. Yeah, it's late night here in Portland, Oregon, and about 10:45 p.m. I got up, and like I said before, I was thinking about a snack. What can I eat this late? And I went nostalgic with this one, y'all. I went all the way back. I got up, buttered me some toast, sprinkled some cinnamon on it, put a little sugar on it, put it in the oven, set it on broil so it can caramelize just a little bit, took that sucker out, and let me tell you, man, it was good. Man, nothing like having a little late night snack so that you can, you know, end up, going to sleep on a halfway full belly, or not necessarily a full belly, but just something light enough to kind of help you calm your brain and ease on down the road to your journey of sleep so that you can recoup and get the refreshing that you need. So, man, I tell you what, I am just starting this journey. I don't know what the heck I'm doing. There's so many things that I'd like to talk about, from sports to life to personal development, dealing with a life of anxiety, dealing with a life of just, you know, trying to get ahead, trying to get by. Man, I got a lot on my mind, and I hope that I can serve this community. I hope that I can grow this community. I hope that I can challenge this community, uplift this community. We'll see. I'm definitely not gonna give up or throw in the towel, because I'm certain I got a lot to talk about. And one thing I do well is talk. I'm so glad that you've come to this podcast. And again, hopefully I can give you something that's going to help you grow or make you laugh or smile or make you think about your loved ones, whatever the case may be. With that said, I do have a little tidbit for you this first episode. It was about a customer. I've been in retail for over 20-something years, and I often wonder about our customers that come into the store and they look dead at you, and they ask you a question like, do you work here? And you have a big old name tag on it that says the company name with your name on it, and they still look at you and go, do you work here? I'm like, yo, no, I'm dressing up as an employee for Halloween. Of course I work here. You're in the store, it's 6:30 in the morning, I have a name tag on, and you're asking me, do I work here? Anyway, that's just a little side stuff that from sometimes, you know, gets on my nerves, but it is what it is. It happens so often that sometimes I'm oblivious to it. But the thing I wonder, and maybe you guys can answer or respond to this or just think about it, how is it that you can go into a store and look for something and have someone like myself come up to you? Or if you're on the aisle that I'm working on when I'm unloading our freight, and say, hey, can I help you? And you look at me and you go, no, I got it. I can find it. And you go around and around and around. Next thing you know, you go from aisle to aisle. And then next thing you know, you find your way back to the aisle that I've been on, that you were originally on. And then finally go, you know what? I can't seem to find what I'm looking for. And then I point you in the right direction, or even I take you to the thing or the item that you're looking for. And I'm thinking to myself while I'm taking you there, I could have saved you 2 or 3 minutes. Like, I could have made it seamless. I could have made it easy for you. But for some reason, you decided that I'm going to do this on my own. I'm going to figure this out myself with, I mean, just on one aisle alone, my aisle's not that you know the store that I'm at or the location I'm in, but one aisle alone, I have 1,200 items. 1,200 just on one aisle. And I'm thinking to myself, yo, let's save some time for you and let me serve you because that's what I get paid to do. And let me point you in the right direction. So that happens often, and it happens so much that sometimes I'm like, that's how we are in life. I understand wanting to, you know, forge your own way, you know, say that I did this and I did that. But even the person that says I did this or I'm self-made, every single person in this life, from the beginning of time until now, has had someone to point them in a certain direction. Even if they claim that they were self-taught, which very few are, you had to go to a library to get information. You had to watch, in our era, YouTube videos to get information, or Google it, or TikTok it, or Pinterest it, you know, Facebook it, whatever the case is. You don't have to always do it alone. Like, you have the opportunity to get ahead quicker, to get to the location, i.e. me being a GM manager of my department, knowing where everything's at in the store. I can give you the shortcut. I can save you the time. I can save you the effort and the energy by saying, oh, yo, it's over here. Let me take you right there. But many of us just keep, you know, hitting our heads up against the wall over and over and over because we decide to make choices and decisions based off of, you know, sometimes I don't know what. Like, what are we hoping for? Like, I want to make it hard on myself. I know one thing I learned early on that I never actually decided to do, but, you know, in hindsight, so what do they call it, 50-50, it's better to work smarter than harder. Like, so I'm not saying take shortcuts for everything, but I am saying that there's people out there that are willing to help, that want to help, that want to serve, that want nothing from you but to serve you and say, here, hey, here, you know what? Here's an idea. Have you thought about this? Or go this direction, or don't do this and don't do that. And, you know, I don't know, man. It just seems like sometimes we want the hardest way through the freaking maze. When someone who's been through the maze 100 times decides, yo, this is the way we get through the maze, and I can shave your time by 2 minutes, 30 minutes, whatever the time frame it takes to get through the maze. I guess what I want to say today is just be encouraged to ask for help. Be encouraged to say, you know what? I don't know what's going on. I'm trying my best to figure this thing out, this thing called life, or, you know, whether it's with your resume, whether it's on the job and, you know, you don't quite understand how to do what you're supposed to be doing, what you've been asked to do. I'm the type that if I don't know what to do, I'm not going to just ask you. I'm going to ask you to show me, because once you show me, man, I'm going to be able to knock it out the park. Because with everything, it's all repetition anyway. It's how we learn languages. That's how we learn how to cook. That's how we learn how to drive, tie our shoes. Everything is repetition. And once we get the repetition down, then, you know, okay, we can forge ahead and continue on to our destination. But I would say this, in order to continue on to our destination and forge ahead, let's slow down next time with whatever we're doing, with wherever we're going. And like they did back in the days before they had the Google Maps and the Waves and all that other stuff, stop off at the nearest gas station, you know what I'm saying, at the local grocery store, and ask for directions. With that said, I'm about to cut out, head to bed because I got an early rise. Got to be at work by 6 a.m. So I'm out of here by about 5:30, 5:45. Depends on if I press the snooze button. And thank you for listening. And again, this is Ewok 22. It's the beginning of my journey, and I'll hear from you guys soon, and thanks for listening. I'm out.